I'm going to ask you just to rewind a little bit to talk, not completely, but about that idea of that politics of disappearance. So you were saying you were reading a lot about identity in that period, but there was that gap in history. So you could just talk a little bit more about that.
I would think that like there was not such official platform to have that local history here. So I started to look at more, as I say, personally, I'm interested in physical objects, things. I started to create things with so-called like the physical surroundings. I was interested in architecture, so I started to look at all these old buildings that I was not told or taught to learn about them. And in a sense, because their age was old. And so somehow it's kind of interesting. Generically they were called as historical buildings, but somehow it was almost like empty of history because nobody really mentioned and talked and considered about that. So it becomes a very interesting agent, you know, for my practice. Almost like I started to look at all these things which apparently looked very quietly, but I tried to, you know, uncover or, you know, relay certain kind of context to almost like I would like to say to reincarnate, you know, all this body.
No, that's really interesting, this idea of reincarnation. So you really became a kind of artist of the city, right, in a sense, in that idea. I wanted to ask you a little bit more about questions related to my own research, just in one in terms of I'm interested in. And the two things, first, maybe since you're talking about the city, just think a bit more about the changes that have been wrought in terms of reclamation and the expansion of Kowloon, for instance, like in the cultural district, the newest Kowloon cultural district. What are your thoughts on that evolving and shifting Hong Kong like coastline there, and like how do you think it might affect your work?
I had a very strong emotions in that. Like, it was really the beginning of my work. Let's say, like, I did have a job before I really could contribute, spend a lot of time on art. It was right after my graduations. So I worked in a publishing company, and it was before the 97. So it was a direction to really publish a lot of books on Hong Kong history and cultures. And that was the time that I learned a bit about Hong Kong because I didn't have it in the school. So it was very interesting when I look at all this. For example, like we produce a book on the historic postcards of Hong Kong, so you could see all these beautiful architectures. And that emotions came because I learned it so lately, because it was already the 90s. But somehow, like, I found that they were only demolished in the 80s. That means I could be still able to see it if I was told to do it. So it was such almost like a time lag that the change of the cities was so fast that nobody could cope with it. It was so late when you started to miss it. So it's kind of very, very strange. You didn't miss it when it was demolished. You only miss it when it was many years later. So I think it was really the pace of you know, the urbanizations here, and the substance of meaning and history was somehow, if it's not neglected, but it was definitely overlooked so much.
So it's a kind of belated
Exactly, it's
reaction to the
belated,
thing.
David, yeah.
It's for me, coming from Singapore, I just did some research in Vancouver. It's this idea that the coastline isn't stable. So Hong Kong itself, the ground isn't stable. So much of it is built on reclaimed land, very much like Vancouver and Hong Kong, and all this new development. How do you relate to that new development in relation to the old buildings that, you know, you've lost?
Okay, I mean, the new developments didn't respect the old at all, I really found. And referring to that reclamation context, actually it happened so late that like the law to protect the harbor only came, I think, like 10, 15 years ago. So now, basically, within the Victoria Harbour, we couldn't reclaim anymore. So that new highway or the underpass, you know, along the harbour was the last bit that can be reclaimed. But nowadays, a lot of people are still calling for reclamations beyond the harbour. So the other side of the harbour, or outside the harbour, mainly like for the reason to have more space for housing and so on. And that's the problem, because I think the what reflected from this idea of urban planning here, it was the official account always offered to very limited choices. And they always thought that, for example, like developments was almost 100% opposite to preservation. So they thought that like if you have to develop, you cannot do preservation. But it's not true. I mean, that's the official account being created all the time. Or bit by bit, very slowly, we started to see sort of like civil movement to counter this. But it's taken so long. And I think that also happening alongside with the political movement. Indeed, actually, I find they're really like parallel or, you know, related. But at the same time, when you see all this, you know, call for political change has been suppressed so much, and that, you know, call for preservation of, you know, the old part of the city was almost like, you know, suppressed at the same time, because actually very often there would be, you know, the same group of the people asking, because I think this is the holistic idea about the future, you know, of the city. And then, you know, that everything's related, you know, you need this political power to support the preservation.
Yeah. And obviously urban planning, spatial control and authority in space is also a way to discipline the population.
Indeed.
Right? Not just in terms of housing, although that's a huge part of it, but also in terms of like urban memory, like what you preserve.
Right.
Right. Totally true. Maybe one last question on that work on water, the one entitled, So I Don't Really Know Sometimes If It's Because of Culture, which really, really intrigued me, because there you really engage with the harbour, but you also engage with some transnational connections as well. Can you talk a little bit more about that work on water for you, in terms of Hong Kong being this archipelago, really? You know, what does water mean to you in your practice?
Okay. It was very interesting discovery. It was almost like a myth, because it's this kind of like discovery in the biochemistry. So there's a French scientist, he found that, and indeed kind of like sort of all this organic fluid in the cells, somehow water-based, it actually has certain kind of memory. So, you know, in terms of any change of the body fluid, and it record, no matter how much the dilution it could be. So I actually took this almost like metaphor for my interpretation of the water. And it's also along the concept as a silent witness. And along the history, think about that, so many things had happened, but the water looks similar. But that's apparently looking similar. If I could apply that idea, the water can remember. Indeed, I mean, it really witnessed all this change as well. So in that sense, almost like it's the most powerless gesture I could do, is to make use of the water in front of all this historical change. Yeah. So returning to that project, I mean, the image of the Victoria Harbour is actually somehow like a very silenced protest. Yeah.
No, that's so interesting. So, like, just going back to the image as this kind of silent protest, how do you see then those... I'm really interested in that connection to migration as well.
Right.
Like, what was that connection then, like, in terms of the water?
Well, I mean, definitely you really pass over all this ocean. I mean, and also on the other hand, I like... There's the notion of photography. This image of the water tells you nothing about its location, right? But because of the process of photography, it was almost like evident that particular part of the water was taken somewhere, no, particularly. So it was the image of the Victoria Harbour, but at the same time, it could be really shared by people who thought that that could be the Mediterranean, you know. So I like it has this, you know, multi-layers reading possible for the people without losing my original intention.